You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Isaiah chapter 47, and we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. The Lord said, City of Babylon, you are delicate and untouched, but that will change. Surrender your royal power and sit in the dirt. Start grinding grain. Take off your veil. Strip off your fancy clothes and cross over rivers. You will suffer the shame of going naked, because I will take revenge, and no one can escape. I am the Lord All-Powerful, the Holy God of Israel. I am their Savior. Babylon, be silent. Sit in the dark. No longer will nations accept you as their queen. I was angry with my people, so I let you take their land and bring disgrace on them. You showed them no mercy, but were especially cruel to those who were old. You thought that you would be queen forever. You didn't care what you did. It never entered your mind that you might get caught. You think that you alone are all-powerful, that you won't be a widow or lose your children. All you care about is pleasure. But listen to what I say. Your magic powers and charms will suddenly fail. Then you will be a widow and lose your children. You hid behind evil like a shield and said, No one can see me. You were fooled by your wisdom and your knowledge. You felt sure that you alone were in full control. But without warning, disaster will strike, and your magic charms won't help at all. Keep using your magic powers and your charms as you have always done. Maybe, just maybe, you will frighten somebody. You have worn yourself out, asking for advice from those who study the stars and tell the future month after month. Go ask them how to be saved from what will happen. People who trust the stars are as helpless as straw in a flaming fire. No one can even keep warm sitting by a fire that feeds only on straw. These are the fortune tellers you have done business with all of your life. But they don't know what they are doing, and they can't save you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the reminders that we see in this portion of Scripture that evil plans are ultimately exposed. That those who plot evil and think they are untouchable will ultimately discover that their sin will be found out, that it will be revealed, and that it will be stopped. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you have revealed to our hearts that we are sinners in need of a Savior. And then you tell us in your word that salvation is found in no other name other than the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we pray that as men and women who struggle with sin, that we would find salvation in Jesus Christ, that we would rejoice in this gift of salvation, and that we would walk with you by faith each and every day. Lord, we're grateful for your presence in our lives. We're grateful for your love. And we're grateful for the gift of eternal life and forgiveness that you grant to all who trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. We commit this day to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. We're grateful for the privilege to be able to assist you as you seek to grow in your walk with Christ, but we'd also encourage you to become an active part in a Christ-centered, Bible-teaching local church. If you're already part of a local church, please be in prayer for your leaders and the ministry taking place in your church this weekend. And if you're not already part of a local church, please take a moment to ask the Lord to direct you to the church He desires you to fellowship with. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Want to learn more about God and His will for your life one verse at a time? I'm Quenice Petway, co-host of the Your Daily Bible Verse podcast. I'm inviting you to tune in and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.